We have reached the home stretch of the Mike McFeely. I've almost forgot the name of the show there for a second. The Mike McFeely Outdoor Show here on KFGO on the Saturday morning. We've talked fishing in North Dakota. Now we're going to head east and go to Lake Park, Minnesota, and check in with Raina Askin at the Lake Place in Lake Park. It ain't your grandpa's bait shop. But Raina, I know there's lots of grandmas and grandpas and kids and everybody else going through the bait shop lately to buy minnows. The fish have been biting from what I've been hearing. What do you know out there?
They have been. It's, you know, very time of day specific, and a lot of really good panfish bite right now. They're hitting hard about that 5:30 time frame. You know, if you're going to go out right after work or towards the end of the day, you want to make sure you're set up and ready to go around that time frame. But people are getting fish. They just got to watch their times.
So what kind of panfish, what kind of fish are we talking about? Crappies at that time of the night, or bluegills,
yes,
or what?
A lot of crappies, some bluegills, but crappies and bluegills have been the best bite. Sunnies here and there, if you can get into a batch of big-sized ones, usually it's just little ones right now is what we're hearing. But yeah, crappies and bluegills, absolutely. And 12, 13 inchers in the right places.
Really?
Yes.
That gets people excited. So without giving away GPS coordinates, what are some of the hot spots, the hot lakes out there right
well,
now?
Well, of course, those 12 and 13 inch reports are the untold ones from my best customers there.
Lake No Tell 'em, I believe, is the name of that lake.
Or Wish You Knew.
Wish You Knew, yes. Lake Wish You Knew, yes.
You know, and so I don't know some of the exact locations. I do know that Little Detroit has still had a pretty consistent panfish bite. Deadshot Bay has been doing pretty well on that panfish bite as well. And then if you know of your smaller lakes, you know, if you've got an inn somewhere and it's a smaller lake and generally you get crappies there, that would be the place to go. And talk to some of your buddies and ask around, and we're happy to try to point you in the right direction. But it's very much on a no basis.
it's on a need to know basis, and unless you know where the spot is, you don't need to know.
Exactly.
fishermen generally are okay with telling people, you know, yeah, I'm catching some fish and this and that. But when they get into a good crappie bite with nice size 12-inch, 13-inch
right,
crappies, then it becomes a little bit more difficult to extract the information out of them.
It does. I am getting more information on what they're using, which is they're happy to share that with me. You know, for those nice crappies and bluegills, it really seems to be a good waxworm. It depends on who you talk to on the color as far as the jig that they're using it with, some with wings, you know, some without, some that look more like those doodle bugs. I've got those in stock. Some are really liking the bloodworms. So I've got a good idea of what people are using for them. It's just a matter of getting them set up.
What are you hearing from people in terms of enthusiasm for ice fishing, Raina? Because Doug Lear was on the program earlier, and he said now that it's February, we're starting to kind of get the sense that maybe people have been fishing since Thanksgiving weekend and they might be getting kind of tired of it. Are you getting that sense? Because I'm not. I haven't had a chance to fish much this winter, and I know it's only going to get better as we get into February and March here. So what are you hearing?
You know, the biggest thing, and I'm amazed every single day I have people coming in buying licenses because they haven't been out at all yet this year.
Okay.
And so I've been really surprised by that. Those who normally are out a ton haven't been out much. And so you do have a few of those diehards who have gotten plenty of fishing in. But for most average fishing, you know, families, individuals, I don't think they've had as much opportunity this year as they have in past years, just because we have had some cold weather, because we have had some blizzards, you know, once a week for the last three, 4 weeks.
Yeah, exactly, yep.
And that's had an impact on it. So I think that people aren't tired of fishing by any means, and it sounds like our temperatures are going to start climbing here the next couple of weeks, and that would be fantastic because that's going to allow a lot more families to go out where they've hesitated a little bit.
Well, and the other good part about this time of the year, at least knock on wood, is that we don't have a lot of snow necessarily on the ice. We haven't had a big blizzard here for a while, and the lakes I've been on, it's been pretty good access. You can drive around a little bit and get around.
Right. You're going to have to pick and choose a little bit more, make sure that you stay on roads, because set of wind that we had that came through with the blizzard or whatever, when there are drifts, they are rock-hard drifts. And so I would advise to stay on the road or park where you need to park and then pull your portable, pull something out to wherever you're going to end up, you know, being at. And you can pretty much walk on those bigger drifts. But stay on the plowed areas, and there are plowed areas on those major lakes.
But can we be honest that we're looking forward to open water? I mean,
absolutely.
We love ice fishing. It's great. It's fantastic. But we're looking forward to open water.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and that's what everybody's saying, even those who love winter.
And there might be four of us left who actually like winter. So.
Exactly.
Yowza.
Now, I was going to say, too, as far as a walleye bite, that walleye bite is here and there. It is hit and miss. But if you want to get into walleyes, you've got to fish late, late at night. It's got to be 10:30, 11:30, 12:30 at night. I know some people are still really looking for walleyes because there's, you know, a good 2 or 3 weeks left of that walleye fishing, but they got to plan on going out late.
I'm sleeping by then, so I'm not sure I can get out by then.
I know it.
I'm sleeping by 8 o'clock on my lazy boy, so I need to suck it up a little bit. Raina, how can people get a hold of you if they have more questions, if they want to talk to you directly?
They can call us on our phone number, 218-238-5002, or certainly shoot us an email, info@thelakeplace.biz.
Thank you. Have a great and busy weekend.
You too. Thank you.
You bet. Raina Askin of The Lake Place in Lake Park, Minnesota. Stop in there. At the corners of Becker County 5 and Highway 10. They'll give you the best information they can give you. But it's funny, like she said, people are getting a little bit tight-lipped when it comes to catching the nice crappies. And you can't blame them, gal dang it. If I found a nice school of big crappies, I'm not sure I'd be telling the world about it either. But hey, you know what, folks? I know it's cold this weekend, but the forecast does show some warmer weather ahead. So get out there, enjoy the great outdoors, take advantage of the bounty that is in western Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota. These are the good old days in a lot of ways, folks, so get out there and take advantage. And, of course, bring a kid fishing. You'll make a friend for life. This has been Mike McFeely Outdoors. We will see you next week on this program.
Hey, I'm a country man. A city boy can't do the things I...